you ask me any word you want to ask about it, slave, you know, back. And I can remember.
Well, ain't that about how old are you?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Huffer. You don't know my age on the by the children tell me, of course. My mom died and she didn't know nothing about our age. But the children traced back from that slave up to now.
Well, how old were you when you were?
Well, I was about 13 years old at the breakup.
Can you remember slavery days very well?
Of course, I remember all our white folks and all the names of them, all the children. Called every one of the children's names.
Who did you belong to?
Jim Button, the baby boy.
Where was that? Where did he live?
That's out here in Hayes County.
How many slaves did he have?
Well, he had my grandma and my ma. My ma was the cook. And grandma, you know, and then they worked in the field and everything. I remember when she used to plow oxen. I plowed oxen myself.
Is that right?
I can plow and lay off a cornrow as good as any man.
Is that right?
Of course I can.
Well, good
for you. Chop, pick cotton. I used to pick one. I've been here since I've been here. The hunter and pick my 500 pounds of cotton.
Knock out 500 pounds?
I'll have 500 pounds of cotton, then walk across the field and hunt watermelon, plum granders, and that. Yeah.
A lot of things. Well, ain't had. Do you remember church times?
Yes, I remember church times. I remember how our folks, they had prayer meeting from one house to another.
Colored folks.
Yes. And the houses, you know, would be in sections on the house and the different places they go, and we'd have prayer meetings. Morning, born and good family. And dances too? Yes. I've seen Paul and Ma dance many times.
Is that right? Doing slavery?
Yes. My grandma too. My grandma was named Rachel Proctor. Yes, but she belonged to the Buttons. That's what she meant by her husband's name. Sure, yes. Way back. Now, in slavery time, there was my sister, my brother, was slave back. And all of them stayed with me in one of the girls, and she lived in San Antonio, Adelaide Taylor.
Adelaide Taylor, she was your sister?
Yeah, she's in the young boys. Sister Ida, and she was the next. Brother George, and Sister Ida, and myself, were slaves. Others were born free, and all of them, we only two living.
Well, I declare, did you go to meetings? Did you ever go to church?
We go to their cows, prior meetings, you know. We children church in the corner, you know. We dad cut up too.
Is that right?
Yes, they cast the prior meetings.
Well, did you go to the white folks' church any?
Yes, I went to Mountain City to the white folks' church many times. See, the white folks would have church in the morning, then they'd let the colored people have church at their church in the evening.
During slavery time.
Just as well as it.
Well, what would the preacher preach about in them days?
I don't know. I didn't go. They preach about, you know, slaves or something.
He didn't preach like they do today.
No, they wasn't educated, you know, and they all ways tell you how to do and how to get along, you know, and how to treat the white people and so on. And they'd read the Bible, them, you know. Yeah, I remember all about in slavery time. More and them used to go to dances. White folks.
Well, did your white folks treat you good? Did you?
Why the Buttons?
Uh-huh.
They were good to us. They never whooped none of the colored people. Our colored
never
people. They take their saddle horse, Miss Buttons' saddle horse, big gray animal, she'd have them ride. Grandma would ride to Mountain City to church. They had white preachers then. Mr. Porter, he was one of the preachers that lived across from us.
Well, would the white preachers tell you to behave yourselves and be...
Oh, yes.
Be good to your masters and
mistresses? That's what they preached. We didn't know it was any such thing. It's God, and the man of God, you know. We thought that was a different man, but he was our master, our white folks, you know. The preachers who were the white folks' master and so on that way. Read that way. Yeah, it's not no better. And on they would go up by the churches, and after they come to be free, you know, they begin to preachers, you know, they begin to know, you know, there was a God, and so on.
Well, while you all were slaves, did they teach you to read and write? Did y'all go to school?
No, they know nothing about reading and writing. All that I know, they teach you to mind your master and your missus.
They sure didn't teach you to read and write.
No, they didn't. Pick cotton, I remember picking cotton.
Well, did you ever hear of any slaves being mistreated? Were there any tales going around
Yes, I know of times they mistreated people they did, and I hear our folks talk, you know, about them hooping, you know, that they had to grease the back, to take the clothes from the back.
Good Lord, have mercy.
You know, my folks that way. But them buttons sure didn't allow their colored people to be whipped. And their horses, their saddle horses, Mrs. Button's saddle horse, Ma and Pa and them on the going hard, they rode their horses and saddle. Mountain City Church. The children stayed home. And from that on then, from one to another, they began to learn. Tom Kinchin and amongst them, they'd have prayer meeting, you know, from one house to the other. You know, at the house, like there's a house sitting here in a section, in a line, you know, and people would come to prayer meeting. And in the Sunday, in the evening, the white folks let the preacher preach, let our folks go to their church preaching.
Well, do you remember any of the songs they sang in those days at churches?
No, if I had the books, I could remember, look and see. They sang the song, Are We Born to Die? They'd sing that. Because
We're Born to Die. Mm-hmm. How'd that go, do you know?
That's fine, for sticking their comp we get.
Now, a little louder.
Yeah. How'd
that go?
Yeah. They sing, Are We Born to Die? For sick of their comp we get. I'd live, I'd sit back. I never went much. We children be stayed at home, parched corn, and play, you know. Ma and Pa and them, grandma'd ride the horses, and about 3 miles from our home, white folks home, where they stay, and go to the white folks' church. I used to hear them laugh and tell it all the time, you know. We didn't know anything about freedom and so on. Mm-hmm. As free as I was, me and my next oldest sister and my brother George, he was, they all dead. All of them's dead, but just two of them.
Well, can you remember when the war was going on?
Of course I can. I've sat on the fence at the time, me and Cousin Lou and Cousin Sally and all of us. Our yard had white picket fence around the road. Went right along by our house like the road goes along by my house. We sat on that, stood on that picket fence all day long, seeing them soldiers going back to San Antonio, different places. They had to put in their blow them bugles. Hmm. Them horses was wheeling, dancing, all just like that.
What do you know?
Colored soldiers.
Colored
soldiers in droves. That's right along by our house. Our home is a two-story house, a white folks' home, you know. And we stayed on the home until we bought the homes over across the creek where we lived. Mm-hmm.